Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I welcome you to What is the Message? What is the message of our Lord by Father Anthony Uchi? Today is actually my feast day, Saint Anthony of Padua, priest and doctor of the church. However, the readings will be taken from the feria of today. First reading will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 21 verses 1 to 16. The reading exposes the dialogue between King Ahab and Naboth, who owned the vineyard, and also the intervention of Queen Jezebel. Our psalm for today will be taken from Psalm number 5, verses 2 to 3, 5 to 7. The psalmist calls on the name of the Lord in his pain and pleads with God to hear his prayer. To my words, give ear, O Lord, he says. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sounds of my cries, my King and my God. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 38 to 42. And Jesus says it clearly, offer the wicked man no resistance. He says, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth is not acceptable. Hence, offer the wicked man, the wicked woman, no resistance. Now, here is our reflection for today. Our devotion and love must be rooted in true love in God Himself, flowing from agape, which imbues and promotes grace, maturity, wisdom, knowledge, unity, and fraternity. Queen Jezebel loved King Ahab, but that love was empty. That love was misplaced. That love was selfish, which caused her husband, King Ahab, to sin against Naboth. In fact, it led to the death of Naboth. And so the question is, how do we respond to such acts of injustices, such acts of pain, such acts of wickedness, such diabolical acts? How, as children of God, do we respond to such ills within our society today? How do you address the kidnapper who kidnapped and killed your own brother or sister? How do you address those who kill in the name, and in inverted commas, in the name of God? How do you address people who seek your downfall and who are committed to your downfall and blackmail? How do you respond to such ills within our society? Our Lord Jesus offers us in today's gospel the principle of non-resistance. Non-resistance is offered to ameliorate the situation. It is important we note that. It is very, very easy to revenge. But note this, enmity becomes the threat, because enmity paves the way for retaliations and counter-retaliations. And so, my brother, my sister, children of God, the way forward is, let us love our enemies, especially those who tilt towards love. We are not asking you to force yourself on your enemies or on those who hate us. We are simply saying, place on the table of peace, love. Place that card, love, on the table. When they are ready to reciprocate, then be willing and ready to show love in response. But we must reach out to them in love and wait for them to respond in love. In the meantime, what do? Let us pray for them. Let us wish them well. But we are also called to protect ourselves from the acts of the enemy, praying and asking God to secure us and to help us remain in His love. The psalmist says, you are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. And if that is the case, then we must go to him for security. Go to our Lord Jesus and remain there, because the Lord will surely respond in his own time. In his time, he makes all things beautiful in his time. So let us wait for God to renew and revive our country, to give us better leaders, to give us persons who would lead us. And if God has revealed to you that this person is the one to lead you to the point of peace, my brother, my sister, it is important we hold on to that man, hold on to that woman who leads us to the point of peace. We must be obedient to the Lord. It is important we are obedient to him and to follow his commands, especially when he places a man called a rock before us, because they are the ones to lead us to God's goodness. May the Lord bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.